IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very warm welcome to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And my dear guests in the studio, as always, Brother Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid Abdullah, and welcome to the program again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Brother Hussein, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program again.
Wa alaikum assalam, I'm glad to be here.
Welcome. Well, in these series of programs, we are trying to, have a kind of content-wise analysis of the movie rather than the artistic features or artistic critique. And the movie we tried from a few episodes back was The Da Vinci Code, produced in 2006. And inshallah, hopefully, we'll try to put an end to the criticism and critique of this movie here in this episode. But before that, and asking the questions, let's take a listen to a part of the movie, The Da Vinci Code, and we'll be back. Don't go away.
The paper says the entire family was killed. The mother, the father, the boy, 6, and the girl, 4. But your name was never Sonier. It's St. Clair. It's one of the oldest families in France. It's from the line of the Merovingian kings.
Quoi? Sang royal.
Royal blood. I was so wrong. Sonier didn't want you to help guard the secret of the Holy Grail. Sophie, you are the secret.
Back to the program, Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. We are trying to criticize the movie, The Da Vinci Code. And this was a part or a portion of the movie that you just listened to. And I'm going to ask, Brother Hussein, about this part. You know, in this part, Brother Hussein, Sophie comes from a royal blood. You know, we see near the end of the movie. Why is there so much emphasis on the notion of king, kingdom, prince, princess, you know, their rank, rather than prophethood? Like, we see it also in Christianity. For example, we say Prophet Abraham, Prophet David, Prophet Solomon, but they keep calling them King David, King Solomon, right? So again, here in this movie, we see the same emphasis on these terms. Like, you come from the royal blood. They are trying to sell this idea, and they're trying to convince Sophie, the girl in the movie, right, that she comes from a royal lineage. Why? Why is there so much emphasis, like in such movies, resembling what is going on even in Christianity, on the idea of royalty?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think it really depends on, you know, the era of Christianity and, you know, the type of culture that existed at that time. I think, you know, at that time, you know, it was more of a monarchy system where, you know, you have the you know, the king and the queen and the princes and the princesses or whatever. And that's why to resemble the high stature of this person of or of any person, they call them kings because they sort of ruled over this section or this, you know, this common, you know, section of people that followed them. So whether, you know, it was a prophet or, you know, even a priest, I guess, you know, someone with high stature. And I guess they emphasize this a lot because, you know, when you're a king, you have certain responsibilities, you have a certain reputation. And this also reflects on your lineage and your descendants as well. So, you know, when they were trying to tell Sophie in the movie, they were trying to emphasize that she was from, you know, royal blood. It's because, you know, there is like that certain, you know, weight to it. Mm-hmm. And that she has to acknowledge that she is no ordinary person. She's one of the royals.
Right. Okay. Before me asking Brother Sayyid Abdullah this question, let's take a listen to a part of this movie talking about the Templars and the Priory of Sion, and then we'll be back asking Sayyid Abdullah about that. Don't go away.
What is this?
Sophie?
Who are you?
There have been many names. The Keepers, Guardians, the Priory of Sion. But to you, Sophie, we are friends of the man who raised you, Raxonier. He would have wanted you to know that he loved you very much, and that the Priory are here to protect you now, as they have always protected our family.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are still criticizing the movie The Da Vinci Code, produced in 2006, and you just listened to a part of this movie, The Da Vinci Code. And there was this talk of the Priory of Science, the Keepers, the Guardians, the Templars at the end of the movie. What's all these? What's the story? What's what do you make of him, Sayyid Abdullah?
Well, I think what the movie did, they done an excellent job of mixing historical facts together and coming up with something new. So they kind of crossbreed.
Yes.
Two things, and then they gave you something different. And for those who don't have a background of the Crusaders and the Templars, they will definitely mix it with the Priors of Zion, and they think they are one, where in fact they're totally different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Templars, that they go back to the Crusaders, right?
Yes.
So it has nothing to do with the Priors of Zion. Priors of Zion is a French organization, a secret organization started in 1959, I can't remember the date, 1956, 19, around this age. And they started as a secret organization, and their job was to do good and, you know, to help one another and become, you know, as they call it, chivalry Christians. And, you know, this is how it started. And even the founder himself, he later on, he dismantled this organization.
Mm-hmm.
And then Notre Dame came on the line.
Yes.
And he predicted some family bloodline.
Yes.
That will come along and needs to be protected.
Yes, he was also French.
Yeah, he was also French. And then did they come with the Priors of Zion to be the protectors of this bloodline?
Yes.
And later on, a novel got released. It's called Bloodline and Holy Grails.
Mm.
And they took the Priors of Zion and they said they are the protectors of the bloodline of Jesus.
Oh.
So without knowing the history, you're going to have so much things.
Amalgamation of things.
All together, and you'd like, what's going on? And interestingly enough, Sion is just another word for Zion.
Yes.
Now, Zion itself, it's a hill in Quds, right?
Yes.
It's a hill in Jerusalem.
Mm.
And they used to call that the Mount of Zion.
Yes, the city of David, I think.
Yeah, so David himself, when he conquered that city,
yes.
It had a fortress or a church in that hill.
and it was referred to as the hill of the Mount of Zion.
Mm-hmm.
And now, strangely enough, they have the same hill in France, but it's called Zion, the Mount of Zion, not Zion.
Yes.
So they kind of trying to, I guess they're trying to throw you out of balance,
uh-huh.
but at the end of the day, they're trying to give you like one hint. Okay, Zion. Forget about Zion. Forget the priors of Zion. It's actually we're talking about Zion. I don't know. This is just my speculation. Mm. But like I said, what I found very interesting is how they mix everything else. And then they, obviously, when they said the priors of Zion are the protectors of the bloodline, well, obviously, they took that from the book itself,
mm-hmm.
you know, bloodlines and holy grails. So they took that exactly from the book.
Yes.
But what they did is they tried to throw the viewer out of balance
mm-hmm.
by putting something that the viewers already know. Because mm-hmm. we all heard of the Templars, right? Yes. So they linked them. They said, okay, their name changed from Templars to Priors of Zion. If you don't know your history,
yes.
you would assume it's correct.
Exactly.
Which in fact is not. So like I said, there was a lot of work being done
yes.
to throw the viewer out of balance and makes it look real
yeah.
and entertaining, to say the least.
Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah. Yeah. That was really interesting and good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to another part of the movie, and then we'll be back with its criticism.
History shows us Jesus was an extraordinary man, a human inspiration. That's it. That's all the evidence has ever proved. Why does it have to be human or divine? Maybe human is divine. Why couldn't Jesus have been a father and still been capable of all those miracles?
Back to the program, Viewpoint. On IRIB English Radio, we are still talking about the movie The Da Vinci Code, produced in 2006. Brother Hossein, I just wanted to ask you about these important questions raised near the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, there is this conversation between Sophie and Professor Langdon, Tom Hanks, right? He says the history shows us Jesus was an extraordinary man, a human inspiration.
Yeah.
Not a prophet. He's speaking from his academic background, of course, here, right?
Mm-hmm.
As an academic individual, he says this is what the history is trying to tell us and show us, right? Well, but then he just speaks as an ordinary person when he talks about that story when he was, he fell into a well and then he was all alone and... You know, he started
Jesus.
Praying to Jesus as Lord, you know, and then finally, of course, he was saved, but out of the well. So he's talking about the effect of praying here. Like
okay.
He was praying to Jesus, obviously, okay? As an ordinary person here, not as an academic, okay? Why does it have to be human or divine? He says at the end, maybe... Human is divine.
Yeah, that was a pretty, thought-provoking line.
Yeah, what do you think of this? What do you make of this?
I mean, it's very complicated. This is, it's not that simple of a topic when
yes.
you think about it. Obviously, humans have this divine nature within them. And,
mm-hmm.
Islam tells us this because we know that, for example, God blew in us from his soul. So we do have
exactly.
that kind of divine essence.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, of course, when we research, the physiology or, the scientific aspect of, human beings, we don't really see anything under the microscope that resembles divine, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, there is that essence inside of us, at least.
Yes.
At least from an Islamic perspective.
Thank you very much, Brother Hossein and Sayyid Abdullah, for your nice contribution to this program, the movie critique program, Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. And we finally finished the critique of the movie The Da Vinci Code, produced in 2006. Thank you all for listening to the program. And we say, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Witness the biggest cover-up in human history.
You're not gonna make it!
Don't
this is real?
Real enough to kill for.